The Vikings have gotten off to some slow starts so far this season, but that was not the case on Sunday at Soldier Field. The Vikings were winning 10-0 at the end of the first quarter, and the touchdown they got was set up by a fake punt, something the Vikings haven't done since 2004. Now, how the Vikings did it? They executed it to perfection because they had a scouted look that they were expecting from the Bears, and they got that look, and the punt team figured it out. Let's take a look at the tape and show you just what happened. We'll start out with the Bears and what the Vikings expected from the Bears on this play. Vikings got the look they expected, and what happens here is the Bears are actually going to run a stunt on the defensive line on the punt return team. You see defenses do this a lot. Well, punt return teams can do it too. These two defensive linemen are going to get off the ball and go to their right, and it's going to allow Danny McCray to loop and attack the center of the Vikings formation. The Vikings know this is coming, and so what they do is they design a fake punt where Andrew Sendejo, lined up right there, is going to take an inside handoff from Adam Thielen, and he's going to attack a seam and a crease that's created by some pulling offensive linemen for the Vikings. You can see Adam Thielen takes the direct snap from Colin Loeffler, and Andrew Sendejo is off to the races. Let's take a look, though, at how the Vikings blocked this. What they did is they left the left side of the Bears formation unblocked and used Audie Cole to cover up the middle of the field where they were expecting the looping defender to attack. And then this is Rhett Ellison right here, and they used Rhett Ellison basically as a fullback, as a lead blocker, to lead Sendejo around the edge that was created on the left side of the Vikings offensive line here. The left side is Jasper Brinkley, Michael Motti, and Gerald Hodges right there. Those three Vikings are responsible for the three down linemen that the Bears have on their right side of the formation. And as we roll the tape, you can see a great job by Gerald Hodges double teaming with Jasper Brinkley to take that defender out. And then you see Rhett Ellison getting out in front right here, pushing a defender aside to give Sendejo the edge, and he gets all the way down the field. Now, let's take a look at the sideline view because there's one more thing to notice, and it's Marcus Sherrills. He's going to be at the top of the screen. He has to act like he's covering a punt as he normally would, which he's going to do, and he's going to sprint down the sideline, and he's going to carry this defender with him. That's going to give Sendejo all the open field he needs to convert this fake punt on 4th and 2. There you see Sendejo uses his speed to get down the field. Now, unfortunately, he's tripped up, doesn't score the touchdown, but that's no problem because the Vikings have another great play call in store for the Bears. This is going to be a play-action fake by Teddy Bridgewater to Jerick McKinnon. You'll notice the Vikings are set up. They're heavy on the right side. Rhett Ellison is here. Kyle Rudolph is here. Jarius Wright is right here. The Bears have matched that by lining up a lot of personnel to the left side of the formation as well. They have two linebackers over here, two defensive backs, and a safety over the top. As you can see at the snap, though, the action is to the offense's left, and every Bears defender reacts that way and follows Teddy Bridgewater and Jerick McKinnon. That's going to leave Rhett Ellison wide open on the play-action fake for the touchdown. Let's take a look at the end zone view and at the snap. Look at the Vikings offensive line right here, all moving in unison to set the Bears defense up to follow the play-action fake. And then here's Rhett Ellison. He's going to run a pivot route where he's going to start to the left as well. But then he's going to pivot back out of it and get into the flat. Lance Briggs is going to chase it right here, but he was fooled by the play-action. That's a touchdown for Rhett Ellison. That led to a 10-0 Vikings lead. Unfortunately, we couldn't capitalize and win the game, but there were positives to take away from the Vikings' performance at Soldier Field. Seeing a fake punt show some creativity by the coaching staff, and watching a young Teddy Bridgewater and a young Jerick McKinnon execute that play-action fake to leave a wide-open receiver in the end zone, that's good news too. So lots to build on for the Vikings as they prepare for the Packers this weekend.